modular addition. We have seen modular addition already in the case of Caesar cipher, but we will introduce a bit more mathematical theory to prepare us for more advanced cryptographic techniques. So let's recall the modulus operator, which is the cornerstone for cryptography. It is based on Euclid's theorem, which says that when you have two integers, m and n, you can divide m by n and get a quotient q and a remainder r. And this remainder term r is the result of the modulus operator. So when you take m mod n to get the remainder r, you are effectively taking any integer and mapping it into the set of integers mod n, that is the numbers 0 through minus 1. We will discuss the properties and operations on this set Zn in the next couple of videos. We are interested in binary operations on this set. A binary operation on a set S is any function from a pair of elements from S into the set S. For instance, addition is a binary operation. X plus Y is a new number, and X and plus Y are elements of the same set, and the result is in the same set. And addition is a binary operation on the set R of real numbers, on the set of irrational numbers, the set of integers, or the natural numbers. Is it an operation on the set Zn of integers modulo n? We'll get back to that in a minute. The concept of a closed set under the operation is important. We say that Z is closed under addition if we can take any pair of elements from Z, X and Y, add them together, X plus Y, and still get an element inside of Z. If we do that in Z26, we may get into trouble. If we take rather big integers, say 14 and 15, we get a big sum which is often outside the original set Z26. In this case, 29, it's greater than 25, so it's outside the set. So Z26 is not closed under integer addition. All the other sets we mentioned, Q, N, R, and Z, are closed. So to formalize the definition, a set S is said to be closed under an operation O if, for all X and Y in S, we have X, O, Y is also in S. Is it possible to get normal arithmetic operations in Zn, just as we have in Z, N, Q, R, C for that matter? And it turns out that it is possible indeed. We can define a new addition operator, plus N, by taking just integer addition and reducing modulo n. And the modulo n operator ensures that we are forced into the set Zn. For instance, we can write Caesar's encryption function like this, the generalized version, x plus 26k. It's just the same definition as we had previously. And Zn is closed under plus n. And we will refer to plus n as addition in Zn. So when we talk about adding together elements of Zn, we are not talking integer addition. We are talking addition in Zn. We reduce modulo n to make the set closed. And we will not always bother to write the subscript n. we can write just plus, because this is the standard addition operator in Zn. Of course, then you have to know, when you write x plus y, you have to know that x and y are elements of Zn and not treat it as elements of Z or the natural numbers. So, that's addition in Zn. In the next video, we will discuss multiplication in Zn. See you.